I'm standing outside some busy convention rooms in one of DragonCon's five host hotels. The Georgia Celtic folk rock band Emerald Rose is playing, and the large open space is teeming with DragonCon attendees, many of them dressed as their favorite sci-fi or fantasy characters. A family of four asks an impeccably costumed Mr. Spock if he'll be in a picture with them. A Harry Potter does an impromptu jig with several passers-by dressed in their everyday muggle clothing. This is DragonCon. 1,600 hours worth of programs, panels, parties, shopping, and celebrity sightings over the four-day extended Labor Day weekend. Most convention-goers dress up at some point during the 4 days, and some people, like Orlando's Jamie Slomsky, dress up all 4 days.
DragonCon has become an annual thing for us. It's really the only convention each year that I will travel out of Florida to come see.
I find the aspiring special effects makeup artist dressed elaborately as warrior alien Arissa from the sci-fi channel show Defiance. Slomsky's had a new costume for each of the 4 years she's attended.
I'm usually quite shy and quiet, but when people see me in character, it's like a chance for you to get out of your everyday world and be something else. Like, there's really no other way that you can accomplish that.
A major bonus for Slomsky this year, she was in this costume when she met the actor who actually plays the role on the TV show.
She was like, oh my God, how did you make that? How did you make this? How did you make that? And she's like, it looks just like the show. You guys are so amazing. And when we put a lot of time and work into what we do because we love the character and we see that they appreciate that, it's awesome.
Slomsky says it's experiences like that that make the 7-hour trek from Orlando worthwhile. She says the only drawback is the size of the crowd, which has grown from 32,000 in 2009 to more than 55,000. Last year, DragonCon brought $42 million into Atlanta in 1 weekend. That's good news for another Orlando resident, internationally known artist Jasmine Beckett Griffith.
It's definitely worth the drive. We always do really well. We sell a ton of stuff.
She's at her booth with little slips of paper that say sold tacked on most of the walls where her paintings hung the day before. She says coming to DragonCon helped to launch some of her products, doe-eyed fairies you might see as figurines, on T-shirts, and at her art gallery at Downtown Disney.
It's very lucrative as well as being fun and also a wonderful place to make connections. I meet a lot of art directors and publishers and people who do all my merchandising lines. A lot of them I've met at DragonCon.
Beckett Griffith has been coming to DragonCon for 10 years, but in the massive vendors area, I find a first-timer from Florida.
This is quite the experience.
Fort Lauderdale resident Andrew Hansen is working at a booth called The Metal Mistress.
It's fascinating stuff. The people are really cool. I'm not going to make any stereotypical remarks about nerds and geeks, but they seem to be nicely self-identified as such, so I'm going to say it's a geek fest.
Standouts for him are the celebrity roster, which includes one of his all-time favorites, William Shatner, and the costumes.
Because, you know, you can't go to work in some of these costumes. You know, you can't show up at a bar in some of these costumes, but at DragonCon, you can show up in pretty much anything, and no one raises an eyebrow.
Hansen himself donned a kilt for the occasion, but he's a little disappointed at the reaction.
I thought I was going to stand out a little bit. No, there's 100 guys running around with kilts.
Hansen says he'll be back next year, probably without the kilt. Maybe this time he'll try something a little more out of this world. Captain Kirk, perhaps? I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 News.